It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, December 17th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert with our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week. Please note that beginning Monday, we'll be on vacation for a couple of weeks as we approach the Christmas holiday. Pray that you and your family have a blessed holiday break as well. But you will not see new 5 in 10 updates until we reach the new year, January 3rd, 2022 is when we will return. Topic number 5 this week, Omicron. Governments all over the world using the fear, uncertainty, and doubt of the new SARS-2 variant to crack down again on personal freedoms. But a new study from Hong Kong confirming the data that we're seeing coming out of South Africa was that this new strain spreads more efficiently, but it's less dangerous. According to this new study, which is still in peer review, we must note, multiplies 70 times faster in bronchial tissue than the Delta variant. Okay? 70 times more efficient at multiplying or faster at multiplying inside bronchial tissue. That sounds really bad, really scary. But what the corporate media is not reporting, I had to go to the original study to find this, is that this new, that the Omicron variant is 10 times less efficient at multiplying in lung tissue than the original variant. And even more, even less likely than the Delta variant. That's what this over here shows. And that's good news, because an infection in lung tissue, pneumonia, is more dangerous than an infection in the bronchial tubes, which is what we call a severe cold. Again, this is consistent with what we're seeing coming out of South Africa. Pray that this data holds up. We've talked about the mysterious trend among professional football players, that would be soccer players for us Americans, just collapsing on the pitch with shortness of breath and chest pain after being vaccinated against COVID-19. Pro athletes here in the U.S. not seeing that, which either says something about the fact that maybe it is just a coincidence among soccer players, or perhaps that soccer players really are stressing their cardiovascular systems a lot more than basketball or football players here in the U.S., American football, that is. Pro athletes here in the U.S. seeing outbreaks of COVID-19, both in the NFL and the NBA. In the National Football League, the Cleveland Browns, quarterback Baker Mayfield, head coach Kevin Stefanski, 13 other players have tested positive. 36 players across the NFL have tested positive for COVID-19. The league has sent out a memo to teams requiring players to get a booster shot. In the NBA, the Chicago Bulls have had to postpone their next 2 games because 10 players on the roster have tested positive, and their starting center had just returned to the roster after being out for a couple of weeks because of the league's COVID protocols. Bear in mind, an NBA team only has 15 players on the active roster at any given time. So you lose 10, you barely, well, you can field a team, supposedly, but typically in a game, you're going to go through 9 or 10 in a typical rotation. So anyway, the Bulls are out, and again, need we point out that all of these players, NFL, NBA, are fully vaccinated? And the NFL, again, mandating now booster jabs for all players in the NFL because the first 2 jabs weren't enough, apparently. This admission of fact that these vaccines are not protecting against the vaccine, which was totally predictable at the beginning of all this. I mean, you might remember Sharon and I were skeptical of this when President Trump was still in office. This is not a political thing with us. This is just a recognition of this is what coronaviruses do. Because the previous vaccines didn't work, we're going to use more vaccines of the same kind that aren't working already. This makes no sense unless you view it as a religion, the religion of scientism. Anyway, moving on, topic number 4, Russia and China. Russia's got a new weapon that's calling the Star Warrior that can apparently blast satellites out of orbit, and state-owned TV in Russia using this as an explicit threat to the West. Do not cross the red line to Ukraine. The Kremlin does not want NATO in Ukraine. Vladimir Putin being very serious about this. Meanwhile, a Kremlin spokesman said this week that threats by the West to exclude Russia from the SWIFT international payments system, which is based in Brussels, headquarters of the European Union, is an issue of national security. And to that end, and this is because this payment platform, SWIFT, is the underpinning for most international financial transactions. So disconnecting Russia from that would be like cutting off somebody's ability to process, like a merchant's ability to process credit card transactions. So Russia and China are developing an alternative that outside parties like the United States could not interfere with. Russia and China working on moving away from the United States dollar as the main currency of international trade. The Cold War mentality here in the West, viewing Russia as an intractable enemy, is driving Russia into the arms of China. It's helped fulfilling the predictions made by Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis in his book, Alliance of Evil. It would be wiser, it seems to me, to try to court Russia as an ally. Their energy connections to Europe would benefit Europe, it would seem, and isolate China, which is the main geopolitical threat for the West going forward. But what do I know? I just one guy with a microphone and an opinion. Topic number three, technology is great until somebody gets hurt. Amazon's web service experienced another outage this week. This happened Wednesday. Connection issues all over the country just more than a week after another Amazon outage disrupted major streaming platforms and other websites. This was according to downdetector.com, which is a website that tracks internet issues based on consumer complaints. But again, it's not just Amazon deliveries and companies that depend on Amazon Web Services for streaming, but also internet-connected devices using Alexa or Amazon's Ring doorbells. Some people reported not being able to, say, turn on lamps because they were connected to Alexa, or even get into their homes because their locks were connected to the Ring system. Again, technology is great while it's working, but putting too much trust in it, the internet always being connected, is not wise. Topic number two, wild weather. Here in the United States, we saw another episode of wild and destructive storms on Wednesday this week, this coming just a few days after last Friday's deadliest tornado in December ever recorded here in the United States. On Wednesday, hurricane force winds reported from the Rockies to the Great Lakes, tearing off roofs, overturning trucks on the interstates, shutting down a stretch of Interstate 80 in Iowa, even forcing the evacuation of some air traffic controllers in Kansas City. 55 reports of hurricane-force thunderstorm winds, gusts of over 75 miles an hour across the Great Plains and the Midwest. This, according to the National Weather Service, the most recorded in a single day in U.S. history. 20 tornado reports documented Wednesday in Minnesota, Iowa, and Nebraska. The tornado in Minnesota, the only December tornado ever recorded in that state in history. Again, Wednesday's storm outbreak followed last Friday and Saturday's eight-state tornado outbreak. One bit of good news from that, at least a feel-good story, a restaurant owner in Kentucky has parked her food truck in the middle of Mayfield, Kentucky, to hand out free hot meals to first responders, victims, and anyone else in need. Mayfield, Kentucky, essentially demolished by the Quad State tornado early Saturday morning. The restaurant's called Infinity Farms. Owners Amber Hayes, normally based in the nearby town of La Center, Kentucky. She showed up in Mayfield on Sunday to start serving hot meals. She says in an interview with Fox News that it's turned from a one-day trip into a several-week trip. We will be here for a few weeks to try to help everyone get through. Coming up, how you can help children in foster care get a new start in life, a reset, if you will. That and an unexpected shortage of cream cheese. That's next on the Friday Five.
Skywatch TV is proud to announce the largest holiday giveaway of the year, the Misfits Grand Giveaway. With so many in the body of Christ experiencing seasons of loneliness, insecurity, doubts about their God-given purpose, or feel like out-of-place misfits in the kingdom of God, the time for change is now. In their new book, Misfits, the ladies of Simply His delve into the vital spiritual realities and theological principles that demonstrate how these discouraging sentiments are not unique to you, but may in fact be indicators that you're on the verge of a spiritual breakthrough. In Misfits, you will learn surprisingly simple but life-changing biblical information that will empower you to discover your untapped potential, to find your God-ordained calling, and to embrace your destiny. Also included in this incredible holiday giveaway is Donna Howell's thrilling sequel to the Charles Dickens classic A Christmas Carol, entitled Ebenezer, where she answers what was left unaddressed at the end of the Dickens novel, such as, whatever becomes of Tiny Tim? And what happens when people from all over London witness the change in Ebenezer and learn that the motivation behind all of his transformation began with what they believe to be ghostly visitations? You'll also receive the never-before-released collection Christmas Classics, a beautiful volume of 9 full books with 14 stories total, all celebrating Christmas. These classic narratives will warm your heart and inspire you this holiday season, featuring titles in their entirety like A Christmas Carol, The Shepherd's Story, The Shepherd Who Didn't Go, The Gift of the Magi, The Other Wise Man, and several more. But we're just getting started. You'll also receive the new Best of Defender Publishing ebook collection on DataDisc. Now, for the first time ever, this must-have assortment features 110 of the most information-packed best-selling books in Defender history. These full-length books are in popular ebook formats, so you can read them on Kindle, EPUB, PDF, and other handheld electronic devices, valued at over $1,500 all by itself. You'll also receive directly from the SkyWatch TV archive the complete Teens Rock Collection on DVD. Join Joe Horn and his talented group of young panelists as they discuss important issues facing today's modern youth culture. Featuring bonus interviews with musicians Alicia and Whitney as they perform their original songs, So Much More, and Try Kneeling. And finally, included in the Misfits Grand Giveaway, Joe Horn's new CD, This Time Around, featuring the entire Horn family performing hit singles like Long Drive. Talk to Jesus.
So let your heart light on fire for the one true Messiah. Talk to Jesus. Yeah.
This time around.
This time around. Yeah. It's not about my spotted record. Crying about the man I want to be.
And so many more. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $1,600. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. The Misfits Grand Giveaway, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com.
Topic number one this week, not the cream cheese. I mean, we've suffered through all sorts of shortages due to supply chain disruptions this year. COVID setting off a chain of events that have culminated in empty store shelves across. We've been talking about this for months now, but now it's affecting the cream cheese. Philadelphia cream cheese trying to make up for it by offering a bribe, if you will, to try something else instead of your Christmas cheesecake this year, because finding the cream cheese for the cheesecake might be problematic. It's actually a way for them to try to thank customers for their loyal support, but offering a $20 incentive to go without cream cheese this Christmas. They're making this available to 18,000 customers, a $20 reimbursement if they can prove they bought a dessert or a dessert ingredient between December 28th and January 4th. This will be on a first-come, first-served basis. Heinz Kraft, which is the parent company of Philadelphia cream cheese, say reservations will be made available this weekend, today and tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, to claim this $20 reward. Terms and conditions states, buy any dessert, cookies, brownies, cupcakes, and Philadelphia will reimburse the cost to replace your homemade cheesecake of up to $20. According to reports, somebody hacked the computer system of the manufacturing plant that produces most of the cream cheese in North America, this company in Wisconsin. And that's caused the disruption. That sounds awfully made up. But kudos, Philadelphia cream cheese trying to make it right. Well, one of the things we're trying to make right, the lives of children in foster care between the ages of 9 and 11. If you've seen any of the programs that we've broadcast on SkyWatch TV over the past 6 years with Wayne Tesh, the founder and CEO of Royal Family Kids, you know the children in the foster system are at much greater risk of being lured into pornography, prostitution, drug use, gangs. Just not a life that you would want your child or grandchild to live. But if we can reach them with the love of Christ at this age, age 9, 10, 11, we can help change the entire course of their lives. And we're asking you to partner with us in this mission. This is the work we do with SkyWatch TV. This is why we offer books and DVDs for sale. Yes, we believe in the information that we're offering, but it's to finance the work at Whispering Ponies Ranch so that Royal Family Kids doesn't need to come up with any money out of pocket to bring these children to the counselors and the therapy horses at Whispering Ponies Ranch. So, our friends of the Children's Special Offer during the month of December, as an incentive to partner with us, we're offering the limited edition Defender Family Bible. This is a hardback edition of the Defender Bible, which is the King James translation with the expanded Apocrypha. That includes the book of 1 Enoch, the books of Jubilees and Jasher, and that along with, for your gift of $300 or more, this Bible, a gift box from Whispering Ponies Ranch, and a $100 gift certificate for you to spend any way you like at the SkyWatch TV store. If you are so led, for your gift of $1,000 or more, the Bible, the Whispering Ponies Ranch gift box, a $300 gift certificate to use any way you choose at the SkyWatch TV store, plus invitations to attend a taping at our new SkyWatch TV studios, to visit the ranch and take a tour of the facilities that you helped build, participate in a group photo with the staff of the ranch and the staff of SkyWatch TV, and join us at our sponsors banquet at the 2022 Defender Conference. You can find out more online at skywatchtvstore.com or by calling us during regular business hours at 844-750-4985. SkyWatch Films, that's the new division of SkyWatch TV. Josh Peck heading it up. He is now an award-winning documentary filmmaker, and his latest, The Great Delusion, just one of the films available right now for instant access in full HD at skywatchfilms.com. You can access these films for as little as $2.95. That's for a 7-day rental, or you can purchase unlimited access. The other documentaries include Tom Horn's jaw-dropping Secret Destiny of America, Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, winners of the Gold Telly Award for 2021, one of only 5 films so awarded out of 13,000 entries at this year's Telly Awards. Belly of the Beast, Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here. That film, also a multi-Telly Award-winning documentary. And the 2 travelogumentaries that Sharon and I produced of our tours of Israel, showing you the sights, the sounds of the Holy Land, and why they are so relevant to us as Christians. Plus, Volume 1, our tours of the megalithic sites in Sardinia, the tombs of the giants. So don't miss that. Again, skywatchfilms.com, instant access to these films in full HD for as little as $3. And thank you for taking advantage of that that information. This week on SkyWatch TV, why is Moses a misfit? Allie Henson, Donna Howell, Nita Horn, authors of the brand new book, Misfits, talk with Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the SkyWatch investigative team. Does God have room in his kingdom, in his divine plan for misfit Christians? Well, yeah, and it's a good thing, too. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. So don't miss this week's broadcast. Don't miss this book. You'll find our broadcast schedule at skywatchtv.com/channels as we go out all over the world tonight, Friday, through our partners at Daystar Television. And on Sunday, the SkyWatch TV block on the PTL network, which is broadcast all over America now. That includes all of our programs, the flagship SkyWatch TV weekly broadcast, plus Simply His, the women's program, our health program, Return to Eden with Cherise Parton, and the Bible's Greatest Mysteries, this week talking about the mystery of Bible prophecy, and especially the prophecies of the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Again, the schedule online, skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got Roku or Apple TV, just add the SkyWatch TV app to your set-top box and we will broadcast on your schedule. And that gets all of our broadcast programs right into your television set. Of course, you can also download them right to your smartphone or tablet, which not only gets you all of our video content, a schedule of our upcoming events and important news, but under the news tab through February, excerpts from my brand new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, which I am humbled to report, number one new release at Amazon under the Christian Commentaries section, which is mind-boggling to me, a Christian commentary. Anyway, thank you for that. And again, as we're offering this material out, we want the information out there so you can access it for free through the website, skywatchtv.com, or through our free mobile app. It's available for iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We have a link to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Check the top menu bar where it says SkyWatch TV app. Again, we'll be on vacation for the next 2 weeks, so this is the last new program you'll see for 2021. 5 and 10 returns on January 3rd of 2022. And until then, may God bless you and your family, keep you safe and well, and bless you as well in the new year. Thank you for your prayers and your support. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.